I still haven't figured out, Shane, what the purpose of the last call was, but he got his words in edgewise. And let me just say that about 5 million people in this country have had confirmed cases of coronavirus. About 150,000 people in this country have died from it. And by the way, 366 people have died in the state of Kansas from it. And of those 5 million people nationwide, by the way, that have been confirmed with the coronavirus, there are some estimates that as much as 10 times as many people have actually carried the virus in some shape or form asymptomatically, which means that you don't know, but you don't recognize any symptoms, but you can still carry the virus, which is why masks are important, because you can be feeling absolutely fine and have absolutely no knowledge of anything in your system whatsoever, but could affect someone else who could be affected totally different than you in a much more serious fashion. So anyway, I'm not sure what the point was. I don't know. For the people that call in and brush aside the coronavirus thing, I don't know how. I mean, it's something that you have to deal with every single day in what we do. There are games being canceled every day. There are players that are not showing up and playing every day. There are things that affect everything that's going on because of the coronavirus. There's great arguments right now going on in his world about whether kids should go back to school face to face on time. So these are the things that are going on every day in our lives and are probably going to be going on every day in our lives for what? Until a vaccine is on the market and can be given to Americans. And that probably is, optimistically, the beginning of next year at the earliest, and maybe even into the spring. So this is kind of the reality that we're living in.
On the Jeter press conference is headline news, too. They gave an explanation why the Marlins have been out of commission for a week. So
the Cardinals and Tigers just canceled the four-game series. That's significant.
Yes.
I mean, so what are we up to now? 24, 25 games that have been canceled in the last week and change? That's significant.
24 non-weather-related postponements.
Right.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
The Royals play tonight. Weather permitting, they'll be one-fifth of the way through their season. It will be 12 out of 12. They lost last night 2-0. Kind of sort of found another way to lose, and that was just by not hitting. And not since opening day had that happened. They got shut out on 5 hits. Actually, only gave up 4 themselves. The Cubs cashed in a leadoff walk from Danny Duffy in the 5th. He actually only gave up 1 run when he loaded the bases with nobody out to keep them hanging by a thread. And then Chris Bryant crushed a home run into a stiff wind blowing in from left to left. And that was it. 2-0 was your final. Unfortunately for the Royals, facing Alec Mills is a precursor of what they're about to see more of tonight, because Kyle Hendricks pitches tonight. Hendricks is a low 90s, locate, change speeds guy, and Hendricks is that on steroids. Not literally, but you get my point. He doesn't Alec Mills, and Alec Mills doesn't throw hard, relatively speaking. But Mills went 7 shutout. He's a guy that used to be a Royals farmhand and was up a few years ago, just for a little bit. And apparently this was a big deal to him. He, in the post-game presser, said it was kind of personal, even though he understood it was just business. He said he'd been waiting quite a while to show them, for lack of a better phrase, and he did. So whatever fuels you, Alec Mills was looking forward to this one for a long time. Duffy matched him almost pitch for pitch. Pitched 6 innings for the first time in the Royals' season's first time in 11 games. Somebody had gone into the 6th inning. Sucked it up. I mean, he was good early, wasn't great late, but sucked it up. Threw 103 pitches, 63 of them for strikes. Ian Kennedy was the one that gave up the Chris Bryant home run in the seventh. And the Royals just never really mounted anything. The Cubs starters have been unbelievable this year. They're 8-2, by the way. The Cubs starting ERA is 1.95, and batting average against the starters is 156. And true to form, Alec Mills fell right in line. Seven innings, three hits. Now, their bullpen is an abject disaster, led by your boy, Craig Kimbrell.
But he ain't my boy anymore.
He's not your problem anymore. No,
he was barely my boy when he was my boy. I can tell you that.
Well, Sadler and Wick, it's not a law firm, they finished up for the Cubs the final two innings and kept the Royals at bay. So the Cubs and Cody Ross dodged a minefield that is their bullpen last night to take the first game of what is supposed to be four in a row between the Cubs and the Royals. 2-0, your final.
Yeah, I watched a little of it. For a guy that only allowed three hits in six, Danny Duffy had more traffic than I thought than he should have. You know,
He walked four. He walked four guys.
Four, that was it. Okay. So he walked four. 103 is... I mean, that's a nice outing. It's not totally economic, but he was still pretty good.
You know,
I think he deserved better than getting an L.
Yeah, that's twice now that he's deserved better than what he got. If you can at least kind of buzz through the first four innings, you can survive a 103-pitch outing in six because you got enough left in the tank to get out of trouble late, and that was kind of the case with him, especially in the fifth inning. If he labored through the first one or two, then 103 is probably not going to sustain him through six. Plus, here's the other thing I was thinking of last night. Now that they're at Wrigley, thank God the Royals don't have to worry about pinch hitting for the pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, they just get to hit whoever they want in their starting nine. They can and Matheny can pinch hit just on a whim if he wants to. He don't have to worry about hitting for Duffy. Well, okay. Saving the best for last, Josh Staumont was, I don't know if he was the talk of the big leagues last night, but I saw him all over Twitter last night.
Huh.
And it was for more than just being the kid with a man bun. Josh Staumont struck out the side last night on 13 pitches, nine of them for strikes. And the breaking balls that he threw were ungodly. And the fastballs that he threw are pretty much a sign of the times, and then some. Here were Josh Staumont's fastballs in miles per hour, according to StatCast. You ready for this?
Let's go.
98.6, 98.3, 98.5, 99.1, 98.3, 98.6, 98.7, 98.9, and 101.1, which tied Jacob DeGrom for the fastest thrown this year and Josh Staumont's fastest fastball he's ever thrown in his life. He doesn't look like that every time out. Now, granted, it would be hard for anybody to look like that every time out. But for a guy that is trying to gain a toehold on being an everyday big leaguer, a lot like Kyle Zimmer and, you know, a handful of other dudes down in that Royal bullpen. That was electric stuff. And I'm not stating anything I'm not breaking any new ground. But what could that lead to with the proper guidance, coaching, whatever you want to say? Or maybe it's all up to Josh Staumont because God blessed him with a thunderbolt on his right shoulder.
Pride of Azusa Pacific, which, by the way, is where Christian Okoye went to school. You know what it's a great question. Well, he looked like a closer last night, didn't he? I mean, you talk about a guy that was throwing downhill, throwing loose and easy, And obviously his velocity is fantastic, but he gets movement on it too. Look, the Royals have some guys. Don't you feel like it's kind of the record's not good, and who knows what ends up happening. But they've got some guys, Shane. It's kind of a jumbled mess right now. And a mess is overstating it. It's just kind of, you've got all of these pieces, and you're trying to put together the puzzle, and you're having problems figuring out which piece goes where. But you've got pieces that are going to fill the board if you do the right things well. I mean, they've got a few guys that you look at and think, this guy could be all right. This guy's okay.
Okay, yeah, but
live
where?
Arm.
But where? And this is where, yeah. And I don't mean to be overly critical of Mike Matheny and how he handles the pitching staff, but he said a long time ago that all these guys are going to have some flexibility and be ready regardless of the inning and pay closer attention to the matchups. And so here's where the rubber hits the road with these guys you're talking about. A couple of them are reclamation projects. We know. We've talked about that. Rosenthal and Holland. Now, as long as they pitch well, that's all we care about. So what? You know, if they're pitching well, I don't care how old they are or how banged up they've been in their past baseball lives. We're in the here and the now. But when you're talking about Zimmer and Staumont, for example, more particularly, we kind of know what we got in Scott Barlow and Kevin McCarthy. But when they pitch, is that important to them? Because with Ned, everybody knew when they were, like, their radar went up when a certain inning threshold passed. They knew that this is my time, and if the dude in there now is doing okay and gets past me, then that's it. They're not coming back to me. Now we move on to the next thing. And that's Ned managed like Japanese managers managed. Like, here's your time. And they were really, really strict with it. And Ned was really strict with it because he wanted and liked guys being comfortable when it was their time. Those days are over, for better or worse. And I think Matheny is becoming more of an analytical guy, although he was a little bit like Ned in that he was old school in the way he managed previously. But now he's come to Kansas City and realized the Royals organization is very much a numbers organization, and they crunch data, and a manager has less to manage now because he's handed the way to manage a game due to the numbers and the team that they're playing. So that becomes the rub between your, hey, we got some guys and some puzzle pieces here, versus, yeah, but they're also humans, and this, we're not playing Strat-O-Matic baseball and just using cards and putting them down there. And that's a really big difference.
It seems evident that Mike Matheny is thinking a little bit outside the box relative to this. I mean, Ian Kennedy is, I think we have redefined who Ian Kennedy is. We know that now, right? And it's taken us basically a week and a half to get an understanding of that. Everybody else has kind of dotted when they've pitched. It just becomes a question of who you have confidence in. How are you on, I'll run down the list. Stop me when you're not sure or you're lacking confidence. Because these guys all have plus arms, I think. Foster Griffin. Now, Trevor Rosenthal is a reclamation project, but we know that he can hit triple digits.
Well, he's got a plus arm, yeah. So,
yes, he does. Kyle Zimmer.
Yeah.
We've talked about Staumont. What about Kevin McCarthy? Where's he for you right now?
Kevin McCarthy and Glenn Sparkman should be long guys, and that's it.
Right?
I mean, they're necessary.
Where are
they're
you not... with Jake Newberry?
Mostly okay, but he's got to continue to prove
it.
But he's on the good side to me.
So that's, what is that, 6-7 guys right there?
Plus Barlow.
Probably.
Yeah.
And Barlow. Yeah, Scott Barlow, yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think they've got some guys. Now, I don't know how much you watch these guys more than I do. I don't know what your faith level is in them right now. But I think they've got some clay they can throw on the wheel and try to make something of. That makes any sense.
Well, now it's just a case of how flexible can they be between
and
years.
And that's the question.
Yeah.
Right, that's the question. Because that I don't know. There is something to be said about a guy understanding his role and not being taken out of it. Because you gain a certain level of not only confidence, but comfort that comes with it.
Yes.
Comfort sometimes can equal confidence.
Yep, and that's what Ned instilled and something Matheny's still working on. All right, what's next? Cindy OHR, Twitter question, and we've got the NBC World Series to talk about a little bit. That's coming up next.